those victims in the agricultural sector. We would also like to hear whether the State Party has carried out assessment to identify the root causes of forced labor, and if so, what are the results? Next, on gender-based violence at work, we note that the Gender Equality Act Section 7 prohibits sexual harassment at workplace, which the delegation mentioned today, just now. However, according to information we have received, sexual harassment is endemic in the State Party's agricultural sector, and there are a number of cases where women working in tea plantations and macadamia nuts orchards were subjected to gender-based violence, including rape and sexual harassment. Please provide information on measures the State Party has taken to combat gender-based violence. We would also like to know what specific measures has the State Party taken as regards the reported cases of sexual violence at workplace, including investigating and prosecuting the perpetrators and providing remedies for the victims. And on labor inspection, paragraph 40 of the State Party report indicates that a large proportion of population is working in informal economy, comprising of micro-enterprises, home-based workers, bare minimum survival activities such as street vending, domestic work. And you also mentioned that informal economy is playing a crucial role in its economy. However, we note the reports that labor inspection is not effectively carried out in informal economy. Could you please provide information on the number of inspections carried out in informal economy in the last 3 years, and the results of such inspections, including the number and nature of violations found and any sanctions imposed? Moving on to right to social security, according to information, a flagship program, social cash transfer program for ultra-poor labor-constrained households, reaches only 10% among them. We note that the State Party has a plan to increase coverage of this program to 15% of the ultra-poor households, but it will still leave many out of the protection. And social cash transfer does not take into account disability-related costs. In this regard, could you please provide information on measures you have taken to improve coverage and adequacy of the social cash transfer program? Also, please provide information on measures the State Party has taken to ensure social protection programs, including social cash transfer, take into account the disability-related expenses. As regards the contributory social protection, paragraph 60 of the State Party's reply indicates that the Pensions Act applies both to formal and informal economy. However, according to information we received, contributory social protection schemes are restricted to the formal sector, and refugees and migrants are not covered due to their immigration status. In this regard, we would like to know the measures the State Party has taken or is planning to expand the coverage of contributory social protection schemes to people working in informal economy as well as refugees and migrants. Thank you very much, and I look forward to a constructive dialogue on these issues.
Thank you, Ms. Lee. Now I give the floor back to the delegation for 30 minutes, in order to reply to the questions which were addressed under Cluster 2.